Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It's Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. And we're glad you're here. And we're also awfully grateful for our friends at American Senior Communities who have been supporting us since day one. And we're grateful to have them here. In fact, let's do a little ASC talk right now. In studio with us, we have Molly Blackburn. Hello, Molly.
Howdy.
Howdy to you. And we also have with us Chelsea Proctor, who is, hello, Chelsea. She is the Customer Care Coordinator at Greenwood Meadows and American Senior Communities. Thank you, Chelsea, for being here.
Thank you.
How long have you been with this particular organization?
Yeah, I've been at Greenwood Meadows. Just hit my 8-month anniversary.
Atta girl!
Yeah.
8 months. You love it?
I absolutely love it.
Well, we're glad you love it. Molly, let's talk to you for just a minute. Molly, what is your connection with American Senior Communities and with Greenwood Meadows in particular?
My connection is they have custody and control of my dad, and they are giving him the care that he needs. He has dementia, vascular dementia, and he was at home with mama. They'd lived in their house. They've owned their house for 51 years, been married for 66 years.
Wow.
Oh.
He's 86 years old, and she is 84.
And his name is Curtis.
Curtis, yes.
And what's mom's name?
Olive.
Oh, Olive Curtis.
When did you notice something was different about your dad?
Well, it probably went back to before 2010 because we had a brother that passed away in October of 2010, and that just escalated dad's decline in every way. He had just started taking longer to figure things out with no real resolution. And he was subdued, and he was always an outgoing salesman, and that had gone out the door for the most part. He would not participate in conversations, but be a listener, and he always was the main attraction.
Now, in 2010, I mean, he was in his late 70s at that point.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, so many times we hear people talk about with someone with dementia, no matter what kind of dementia, but with a lot of the dementias, that there were signs that led up to it, and then it was that one event that kind of was the icing on the cake.
Right.
Was that true in your family?
I think that my brother's passing away really did send him to another level, because he did not have a true diagnosis up to that point. He just had still been driving, and he would go out to go get gas or whatever, and he would get lost. Mm. And after living there 51 years, you don't get lost. And so it was just many different things, you know, trying to figure out things on paper. He was the main one that did all of the banking and all of that, and those numbers just were a scary thing to him. He couldn't get them right. He would sit at a table with a calculator and do it 10 times and still not be sure. And he was a numbers king. You could rattle off numbers, hundreds of numbers, add them, subtract them, times them, whatever. Dad could get it.
That was his place.
Right, and he lost that.
Now, is Mom still with us?
Mom is with us, and she's still living in the home. And I have a brother that is with her. He stays at night. He has a little, we made an apartment for him to stay in, and he comes home from his retail job, and he is with her at night. So that is such an amazing help to know somebody is there with Mama all the time.
Yeah, that she's got someone that can help her and check on her and be her partner in crime there.
Yeah, and they're both there for each other.
So it can't be easy after, you know, 66 years of marriage, or at that time, you know, 60 years of marriage, for mom to accept that it's time for dad to move into a long-term care facility. And I'm sure there was a real hard transition there. But how is it now, after 5 years?
It's really good. We had told mama that, you know, things were going to get harder. Dad was falling and things, and he had never gotten hurt. I mean, really hurt, other than some bumps, bruises, and scars. And we said, when it gets to be too much, call uncle. And she finally called me on a Sunday morning and said, uncle, it's time. And she was completely broken physically, emotionally, spiritually. She was down because she felt as if she failed.
Sure. Yeah.
And we had dad at the hospital, and that was probably the lowest point for me, was sitting there for 28 hours with my dad, watching him try to climb out of the bed and do everything that just set him off. It was all different. And knowing that dad would not go back home.
Right.
And that was tough for Mama. We've been through depression and the crying and all kinds of things. But now she's more to a point of total acceptance. And a lot of times she'll get ready to leave Daddy and he'll say, well, take me with you. I want to go. Mm. And she'll say, oh, no, this is your home. This is, look around, see your things, all your pictures and your stuff. This is your home. And he calms down a lot easier and he says, oh, so you want me to stay here again tonight, huh? And she says, yes, because I can't take care of you like they can here. And he's good with that. Wow. You know, he's as good as he can be.
Yeah, because that's got to be, I mean, it's got to be impossible for anyone to admit their loved one into a nursing home or, you know, away, because we all want to be in our own four walls together, right?
I mean, right.
That's the goal. But it just, you get to the point where you can't always do that.
Right.
And so it's great to know there are places like, you know, American Senior Communities and other great facilities, too, that we've got options. So you have all these options. What was special for you about Greenwood?
Well, I had been through the experience with my mother-in-law, and we lost her to Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, depression about 10 years earlier. And we'd been to another facility that did a great job, but 10 years is a great turn in the healthcare realm. And so I told God, I said, hey, I've got to find this, and it's on me. My brothers both worked retail, and they could not help. And I set out one day. And I said, God, you're just going to have to tap me on the shoulder and tell me, boom, this is it. Went in one place. I'm like, no. Went into another place. They didn't have the long-term care that we needed, and I knew we were looking for. And I walked into Greenwood, and the girl at the desk was amazing. She had just lost her father very close to the time when I walked in, and she was still very tender. And she understood completely. And she took me on a tour of the facility, and I just felt, I knew. God just tapped me on the shoulder and said, this is it. And I felt at home. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a sterile environment. It was very warm, welcoming. Everything in there was beautiful, better than I could ever get from my daddy. And it was just, I knew we were home.
Well, I tell you, when we listen to that call or God's plan for us, it really is a beautiful thing.
It is.
So Molly Blackburn, caring, you know, for your father and your mother, Olive and Curtis, tell them hello from us and thank you for everything that you do to love them and be this great daughter.
And take care of yourself.
Oh, I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Good.
I'm learning so much.
Good.
And this has just been an opening to a new journey for me. And, you know, I didn't know what my purpose was. And, you know, Brian came alongside right when I was in the hospital, helped me, lifted me up. And then when I got there, I'm like, I have nothing to do now. What am I to do? And the activities coordinator saw me, and I have an Irish setter, Bailey, brought him in. And she said, could he visit some people here that can't get out of their rooms? And I'm like, well, yeah. And I got a purpose. And we made the most amazing friends.
It's wonderful.
And we go there every week. It's awesome. And I'm blessed because of Greenwood Meadows coming into my life.
Well, Molly Blackburn, and also with us this morning is Chelsea Proctor. Chelsea, how can people get in touch with everybody there at Greenwood Meadows?
Absolutely. Anyone is more than welcome to stop in at Greenwood Meadows anytime and take a tour, ask questions, get their answers. You can always visit us at ASCSeniorCare.com, or you can always check us out on Facebook.
And check you out on Facebook. Great. Thank you so much. American Senior Communities doing some great work. Thank you again for your continued support here on Caregiver Crossing. We're going to take a quick break. Molly, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.